Welcome to the Villa podcast. This is our match reaction for Aston Villa 2, Olympiacos 4. Sorry there was no fan cams after the game. I've no idea why YouTube wouldn't upload it, but we did the fan cam and I just couldn't get it to upload for whatever reason. So, match reaction. Bitterly, bitterly disappointed, frustrated, annoyed. Felt flat after the game. The game was just utter chaos. It was chaos. The ref felt like the ref had won a raffle to ref that game and he got a magic ticket and turned up and thought, put his green outfit on and started reffing the game. He was absolutely atrocious. Villa were just off it, flat. No energy, passing wayward, loose, slight lack of control at times, which we've built our team upon. We'll give massive credit to Olympiacos. They played really well. The manager seemed to have done a job on us. And midfield especially, they pounced on us. They waited for us to make mistakes, and once we made those mistakes, they set traps and attacked us, exploited us, especially in the first half. They exploited us, ball over the top for that second goal. Just bad decision making. For what could have been a memorable night, it's a night to forget now, which is just so annoying and frustrating and leaves the tie with Villa with so much to do. It's hard to know what went wrong, but it's clear to see what went wrong at times. I think massive credit has got to go to Olympiacos because I think their system and the way they went about their shape of their team, especially in the first half, I think that's what got them the lead, and I think that's set the tone for them. It gave them belief. It gave them impetus. It just never felt like we were in control. You know, he's built his team around Villa being in control. And the minute we got a bit of control back, it just left us again. And we're then chasing the game. And, you know, for whatever you want to say about the way that we play, we're not great when we chase games. We haven't built ourselves upon chasing games. We've kind of built ourselves to put us in a position where we just control a game for 90 minutes. And, you know, when you're going 2-0 down and you're chasing stuff and you're having to force passes, you're having to play those riskier passes. And that's just what that game felt like to me. It just felt like risk football. And then that's when we lose the ball and we get pressured into losing the ball. Bitterly frustrated. And we'll go to SofaScore and we'll have a look at what went on with SofaScore, and then we'll have a look at an area that I've highlighted that I think, you know, we was poor in. So as you can see in the momentum bar, so Villa's momentum was pretty good. Olympiacos had their spell in the second half where you can see where they scored their two goals. They started the game, Villa then grew into the game. We had the Morgan Rogers chance, which was a big chance. And unfortunately, that didn't go in. We scored the goal. It was offside. And then they sort of got on ahead of steam and scored two goals. If we have a look at the stats from the game, 66% possession for Villa, 17 shots, 7 on target. They had 8 shots, 5 on target and scored 4 goals. So that tells you the tale of that. We had 510 passes, 88% passing accuracy. They had 268, 72% passing accuracy from them. The important thing to note is their system and what they did against us. Villa were in our usual general shape. So you can see that Bailey's out on the right. We've got McGinn and Louise in the middle. We've got Rogers on the left. We've got Diaby and Watkins up top. But their system, you can see that they really pressured us. They pressured us with that front five. That front five really, really pressured us and gave us no time on the ball. And we just couldn't live with that press at times, you know. You're looking at their right back, his average position, their right back is there. You know, and you'd look at this and think, God, there's space to exploit there. We did exploit it at times, but we just never had a grip on the game. We never had a grip on the game because of this area right here. And this is now a bit of a problem for Villa, this midfield area. We're not controlling games. We've not got the control in midfield. And we're missing Kamara. We're missing Tielemans. Tielemans is such an underrated player for Villa. Goes so under the radar because of how good he is and what he does and how he goes about his business. But these midfield two here just aren't controlling the game. McGinn, how many times now we've seen passes in this area are just sideways passes, that are just loose passes. Dougie Louise, the same. And what's happening? Because we're playing with this attacking formation of Rodgers in there as well. Let me just stick Rodgers in there because it's important that Rodgers goes in. So what's basically happening is because we've got Rodgers in here as well, and we've got this attacking lineup here, this front four, for me, this midfield is being left exposed. So I'm not pinning all the blame on the midfield, but it's being exposed massively. And I think it's being exposed because we're not doing this enough. We're not getting into this. We're not getting into our shape at home. We're leaving ourselves short. We're leaving ourselves light. We're slightly overcommitting slightly, and teams are coming on and pressing us, which is just exposing our midfield. So that's an area that I highlighted and I thought we got exposed with. But yeah, I mean, we get it back to 2-2, and I'm thinking, yeah, the noise at 2-2 was so good. And you're thinking, right, we're going to go on here now. We're going to go on here now, and we're going to score another two. We're going to score another one. We're going to go on, and we're going to see this game out. And then we just concede the corner, and then we get the handball, and then the penalty away. And it's like, you know, like 3-2 then. And then we're chasing the game again. We're having to do it all again. We've suffered to get back in this game. Now we have to do the same again. And then the goal, I mean, the deflected goal. What can he do about that? You know, it's just one of them nights then where just they eat something and it just goes in. And the penalty is a big moment. The penalty is a big, big moment. And, you know, I don't think the ref helped because he was faffing about with the players on the edge of the box. But, you know, we've got to stick it away. We've got to stick it away. Get 4-3. It's only a goal then. It's only a goal difference. You go into the next game just needing a goal to be level. And now we need two goals to be level. And it's a tall order now. It's a tall order. But if we get the next goal away from home, then who knows what can happen. The next goal in this tie is very, very important. Whoever gets this next goal is, you know, we've seen it at Villa Park. Once teams can get one, once you can get one, you've got that impetus, you'll go on and get another. So, you know, I'm not saying the tie is dead because it's not, because it's just not dead, is it? You know, I think we can all be frustrated and be angry and go, oh, it's over, but one goal and we're back in this. So, you know, we're massively still in it, but we've got a massive mammoth job to do, which is going to be difficult. So yeah, frustrated, you know, Powell on the bench, Powell rested. Frustrating. Not sure why. Maybe he had a knock. I don't know if he had a knock and that's why. And he's been playing with a bit of a knock, maybe. That's what I can put it down to. I think Watkins took his goal well. Diaby took his goal well. But we need to see more from these. We need to see more from Diaby defensively. We just need to see a bit more. Do you know what I mean? I think that's what I'm after. Just a bit more defensive now at times, really. We know we're going to have all the ball. We know we're going to try and control possession. We've got to be patient, but we've just got to look after it a bit better, I think. And then it was annoying at the end, you know, where just get it in the box. Just run at someone, just quicker. And we're just there at the end, like, just labouring about, like, just come on, like, just get it in there. And frustrating. But, you know, shout out to the NHS for what happened at half-time. You know, I think they were fantastic. You know, what they did, cleared the area quickly and got it sorted and helped him out. And hopefully he's okay now. So, you know, I thought the NHS and paramedics and the medics and the, you know, they all handled that very, very well. And then finally, the big positive is that Chelsea beat Spurs. So they're still 7 points behind us with a potential of, they've got 12 to play out now. So, you know, Champions League's looking really, really good now. You know, they've got Liverpool next. They've got Burnley. They've got City. They've got Sheffield United. So, yeah. That is a big, big positive that we could end that night on anyway. But I'd love to know what you've made of it. What were your thoughts? What were your thoughts of the performance, the team, how we went about it? Sorry that there was no fan cams. I don't know, just YouTube just weren't uploading. I tried about six times, but it just wouldn't upload. So I just thought I'd just jump on early doors and get this in there to offer my thoughts. But, you know, I'm really frustrated, but you know, it's just one of them, isn't it? It's felt like whatever they eat went in, they played well, they pressed well. We weren't great. We need to improve. We've got to be a lot better against Brighton. You know, so up the Villa. Speak to you all soon.